Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. On one occasion, Jesus had a very invigorating and challenging discussion with some Jewish leaders. Jesus assured the Jews, "If a man keep my saying, he shall never see death." The Jews were absolutely appalled at our Lord's teaching. They said to him, "Now we know that you have a devil. Abraham is dead, and so are the prophets. And you say, if a man keep my saying, he shall never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who is dead, and the prophets are dead? Whom do you make yourself out to be?" Jesus told the Jews, "Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad." The Jews could not believe any sane man would make such foolish statements. They asked the Lord, "How can you have seen Abraham, since you are not yet 50 years old?" Christ's answer needs to be studied very carefully. He said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am." John 8:51 through 53, 56 through 58. Dear friends, what do you make of our Lord's words? The expression "I am" is based on God's revelation of Himself to Moses. God said to Moses, "I am that I am." "Thus you shall say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you." Exodus 3:14. The term "I am" signifies the eternality of God the Father and also of God the Son. Jesus was affirming to the Pharisees that He had always been, was then, and would always be. He is the one who is, who was, and who is to come. Revelation 1:4. All of this means that Jesus existed before He came into the world. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John 1:1-14. These biblical passages teach emphatically and unequivocally that Jesus existed before He was born of the Virgin Mary. Paul affirms that Jesus created all things, both in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him. Colossians 1:16. If Jesus Christ had not existed before the world, how could He have been the Creator? Jesus was coexistent with the Father. Or why would Paul write, "And He is before all things, and by Him all things consist"? Colossians 1:17. This verse demonstrates that Jesus was before time and has preeminence in the creation. Bible scholars often refer to John 17 as Christ's high priestly prayer. These words from Christ's prayer establish His preexistence beyond question. "I have glorified Thee on earth. I have finished the work which Thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify Thou me with Thine own self, with the glory which I had with Thee before the world was." John 17:4-5. John the Baptist fully understood the great truth I am emphasizing today. John bore witness of Him, that is, of Christ, and cried, saying, "This was He of whom I spoke. He who comes after me is to be preferred before me, because He was before me." John 1:15. How could Jesus be before John, since John the Baptist was 6 months older than Christ? The answer is very simple. Jesus had existed from eternity past. John the Baptist began his existence when he was conceived in the body of Elizabeth. My friends, it is great to know that we are worshiping a Lord who has always been and who will always be. Thank you for listening, and may God bless and keep you.